very fascinating. Bluey, yes, Bluey the weird dog.
The
Yes.
like dog
The
cartoon.
Australian
Oh,
dog.
it's
Yes.
Australian. I don't. I
She
just. I've just
is
seen
Australian. It's two little
she.
girl dogs. Yes.
Ah,
They're
okay.
little girl dogs.
Again, I've only seen the dogs. I've never like
Yes.
watched or into.
It's really cute. It teaches you a lot of different, like, really good learning things. Like, they even have, like, an episode where, like, they find a hurt bird and take it to the vet, and the bird doesn't, like, survive, like, kind of thing. Like,
Oh
Dewey was,
my
like, dead. Yeah.
God.
It's pretty good. Because it, like, does it in a nice way. Like, you don't see the bird, like, kind of thing. They take it to the vet goes back, and then the vet tech comes out and is like, I'm sorry, the budgie didn't make it.
Bird
Like,
death.
yeah,
Pretty
bird dead.
good. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into about an hour. We're just chatting now about Bluey, apparently. My name is Oscar. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host and best bud,
Shan.
who is Bluey in the hair.
Bluey in the hair.
So,
I actually have to go pink soon.
back to Bluey.
Back to Bluey though. But yes, Bingo, the little sister of Bluey, is upset about the fact that nothing's going right in this play and she can't get anything to go right. And she's having a cry, and then they do this thing called checklist, which their mom does with them. And it's so checklist one is have a cry, pick myself up, dust myself off, and keep going because the show must go on. And that's been my mantra since the end of December for a couple things, which has really helped me kind of turn around what's going on. Let's have the cry, get up, dust off. Let's go. Let's keep going.
Yep, that's
If
pretty
I need to
much what
restart, restart.
I've had to do like 3 weeks in a row, so
Oh.
I'm sure it'll turn around here soon. So
It will.
been a rough couple weeks for it, your boy Oscar, if
Yeah.
missing that context there, listeners. But how are you, Shan? How art thou?
Good. Yeah, I'm doing pretty. I had a really nasty cold the last week. It's still at the tail end, but it's getting much, much better. But no COVID. I did take a test and made sure I did not have COVID.
Nice.
No, just a nasty cold.
Yeah, those have been going around.
Yeah, they have. It's just all of our immune systems are down from wearing masks for the last several years. So,
Yep.
like, which were necessary so we didn't get COVID. I mean, I made it all the way almost 3 years without getting it.
Yeah. That's a
So.
pretty big like accomplishment,
Pretty
I'd say,
feat.
you know what I mean?
Pretty big feat.
Like literally like millions upon millions of people have had it, and you're just like 3 years in, baby.
Be look at me. Before I actually get it. And then I got the one that was just like, I'm so tired. That's the
Yeah.
newest. My grandma got it.
Oh
She's doing okay. But like that's the newest like strand is like just tired.
no. Yeah.
Just like completely exhausted. Like all you want to do is like there's been like no there's like nothing else to it, like a little bit of raspy at the front end, but then like everybody I talked to was just slept the entire time
Yeah, it
and then was then even exhausted.
just knocks you on your
Yeah.
butt for a
Knocks
while.
you on your butt. You don't have like the heavier time breathing or the nausea that was going around with a couple of the strands. Like you don't have those, you just have sheer exhaustion.
Jeez. But I want to revisit a topic
Let's go.
that's one of a recurring topic here on this podcast. One of the first topics we talked about, and that's weird Oreos.
I love Oreos.
And the motherfucking weirdness that these motherfuckers pump out on the regular. It's the
I'm
last
so
link
proud
I
of them.
sent you before I sent you the Zoom invite this time.
Yeah.
And this one, I'm mad at this one.
What are you mad
Because this is called the most Oreo Oreo, okay?
at it?
It's the most Oreo an Oreo could ever be. The most Oreo sandwich cookie are the classic original snack cookies you've always known and loved, But with the unforgettable twist of cookies and cream flavor cream you never knew you wanted. These cookies and cream flavored Oreo cookies are full of themselves, literally. Each
Literally.
kosher Oreo cookie is filled with extra layers of Oreo cookies and cream, making them supremely dunkable and delicious. Dunk into the Oreoverse with the brand's most playful cookie yet by scanning the code on the pack. Ladies and gentlemen, they have shoved Oreos inside of the Oreos.
Ew.
Yeah.
Didn't they already do cookies and cream Oreos?
No, I don't think so. This is apparently a fucking brand new sensation that's sweeping the nation, Shan, clearly.
I'm gonna look up cookies and cream Oreos because I swear
Oreos, the thing is that you're gonna find stuff because Oreos by default are
are
cookies and
cookies and
cream.
cream. You're right, but no, there is a package of called cookies and creams Oreos that's based off of the ice cream.
Okay.
So
Is it this?
it's not the same.
So
It
there are
looks
two.
very similar
So
because
there
it
are
doesn't
two
have its
different
butt
products that
stuffing
are
though.
doing the same. Oh, this one has. Oh, so this is like a double stuffed.
This is no. Go to the next picture over. It's so there's Thins, original, double, mega, and then the most.
Oh no! This is
Yeah,
so no. This is nasty.
it's
Like,
double the double stuff.
dude, double is already a little much for me.
I like double. Double's where it's at for me though. I don't want the mega. That's too much.
But most, look at all, that's like, I don't even know. It's like an almost, it's like a quarter of an
Well,
inch thick.
have you seen? I just resaw them actually at the Dollar Tree the other day. Have you seen the ones that they sell you? Like it's like the Oreo packet, so it's like one row of cookies, and then on the other side there's a row of cookies, and then in the middle there's just icing, and you
And
get to determine how much icing you want on these cookies.
so it's like Oreo Dunkaroos.
Yeah,
Okay, that's a little better because then
I don't hate
yeah,
them.
you can manipulate the but this they're
But
foisting,
what do you do if like
they're trying to foist upon you the most cream filling that they have ever used in existence of Oreos, but it's not even the regular vanilla cream, it is
it's not.
Oreo flavored cream. So you're just it's just like sweet on sweet on sweet on sweet. It's like sweet all the way down. It's layers upon layers of sweet.
It's too much.
It's
It's
too
too much. That's why
much.
they say you have to dip it into milk, 'cause you get unsweetened off almond milk, let me tell you.
You could literally like scoop yourself a little cup of vanilla ice cream, take one of these motherfuckers, mash it in there, and you have like full cookies and cream. This is too much. Oreo,
Ay,
I protest.
an Oreo protest.
They don't. They clearly think they haven't gone far enough. Well, I
They've gone too
don't know.
far.
I don't know. They said most, so maybe they've capped it here. Maybe Oreo has realized that they've reached
We can
a
hope.
natural stopping point,
We can hope.
and they don't try and, you know, push the boundaries of cookie filling even more before they rip like a hole in like cookie time space. You know what I mean?
Cookie
It's too much fraud. It's too much filling. Anyway, let's move on because I'm like I'm a little too.
I'm trying to find out if it's like anywhere on here.
What if it's if
That
what then?
like dipping thing, because I can't find anywhere that they're like, yes, we actually sell this, but I swear I just saw it.
Oreo treats? What about Oreo treats?
No, that's ice cream. It's not in the limited edition.
Huh.
I'm gonna have to like go back to this place and buy it.
Dipping Oreos.
I can only find like somebody who made like a
I
fan one.
found it. They're by no, it I guess that's
No,
not
they're not
exact.
the Dunkaroo ones.
It's not the Handy Snacks ones.
No, they weren't sticks. They were actual cookie. I'm gonna have to go to the Dollar Tree. That's just what it is. I'm gonna have to go to the Dollar Tree and actually buy this thing.
Oreo dipping set? Let's try that. No, I'm not finding
Yeah,
anything.
I swear to God, I just saw it. So now I'm gonna have to go back and buy it so that we have proof of it.
Yeah, you're talking about like you know how there's like lost media? This is
Yep.
a you're talking about a mystery lost product, the lost Oreo dipping package.
100% I am. And I'm like,
Huh.
I can't find it. And I swear to God, I just saw it.
Oh, all right. What else you got for me this week?
I've got a couple of things. I've got like fun things.
Okay.
So,
Hit me with a fun thing.
the first, did you watch that TikTok that I sent, after you sent the orbits thing?
No.
Okay. So it's
It
just,
appear
you don't have to watch it.
it appears, oh, I assume by the little poop symbol in
And
Discord
it's
that it was
still
like no
there when I
longer.
open it.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
it's still here.
I mean, it's just him saying what I said the other day. I've been watching zombie movies with my friends.
Weird. Not doesn't seem like your
I
thing.
don't mind zombie movies, especially because
Okay.
we started with Zombieland.
It's a good one.
I am looking to, as soon as it is fully released, watch all of The Last of Us that they're doing on HBO Max. That looks good. No, the show looks good. I've heard good things.
Yeah, I guess, but I just that like as like a gamer who's like that series is so fucking overrated and
That's
shoved
fair.
down your throat as like supposedly the greatest gaming
But
story
it was
ever
just like
told.
this is a
And
cinematic. I'm watching it because the show looks interesting and Pedro
yeah,
Pascal's in
so
it. So there's that.
I just can't get by. I don't support the game. I don't support the show. I don't Last
You
of Us,
don't
I'm
have
out.
yep.
I'm out.
I'm gonna probably watch the show because I think like they're interesting. But it's him saying like all these people that are like come out and they're like, oh, when the zombie apocalypse goes down, this is how I'm gonna survive it, and I'm gonna have this and I'm gonna have that. And he's like, no, I want to be gone in the first round. First wave, me gone. I don't want to have to deal with it. I don't want to have to survive in a post-apocalyptic world where I can't just watch whatever I want to watch, where I have to learn to be quiet, where
That's
I have to
fair.
like limited food access. I can't just lazy around. I have to be like fit. I don't want that.
Okay, trigger content warning for harsh topics, including unaliving. So are you saying you would just like let yourself be caught, or would you unalive before you were caught? Like, what are you saying? Like, would you
I'm not
like
sure. I probably, to be fair, of who I am and what's going on with me, I probably would just get caught by default.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that I'm like, unless somebody like grabbed and saved me, and then I could be like,
Why'd you
I
do
get like, I
that,
get
bro?
help
Why'd
then.
you do
Like,
that?
yeah, like I get like,
But
but like, you don't want to have to
I'm
take care of me for the rest of this. You probably should have just let
gonna
me be
just slow
caught.
you down.
Yeah, like,
This is
I'm
all
not good
bad
at
for both
this.
of us.
I don't
Like,
have good aim.
this is not The Last of Us. You
Yeah,
cannot
like,
just attach me to your group and like,
yeah,
no.
like, yeah, I don't have good aim. I'm not like, I'd be, you remember those games where like monsters or creatures would come after you and you took like the person that you're supposed to be escorting and you'd stick them in like the dumpster, then defeat all the
Yes.
monsters and then go back and get them?
Yeah.
That'd be me. I'd be the
Yeah.
person in the
Yeah.
dumpster. Like,
Shove you
I'm not
in a
like,
little alcove somewhere and just yeah.
yeah. I'm a little bit more athletic with the kids, like whatnot, but like I no good, don't have good aim. I can't throw things like
No.
very well. I can't catch things very well. I don't like
No.
loud noises. I don't...
Keys, tossing keys was always a very
always
hazardous
always with me. It's
situation
I've
at
gotten
work with
better
you.
somehow. Like I
Yeah.
don't understand, but I've gotten a, maybe because kids are throwing things at me now too.
You
I have to
had
learn to
to,
catch,
yeah. You just had
but
to like
like.
develop
You
reflexes.
develop a little bit. Like I'm not good at survival skills. Like I'm not. I am definitely like I
You
want to
start a
live
fire in the
woods
wild
because
from
I think
scratch?
woods are aesthetically very pretty, but I want to live in
Could
a
you start a
house.
fire in a in the
Yes, I
wild?
could start a fire in the wild,
Oh
but you
shit!
couldn't do that in the apocalypse
Yes, they would lead them
because
to
I'd
you.
be attract zombies with this
Yeah.
fire and be out in the open. I can't do it. So like, and that's like the thing. Like the skills that I have are would be like I'm loud. I'm like naturally very loud. And I don't know my own thing. I'd literally just have to wear duct tape over my mouth like 90% of the time to not get us caught. Like,
Would you like consider like learning to shoot or something in case it does happen at some
if
point?
somebody saved my ass in the apocalypse and I was forced to now be alive and trying to survive, yeah, I guess I would.
Okay, fair. All right.
Like, I'm not like, if I somehow made it past the first round, but that doesn't mean I want to. Like, I don't want to live in a post-apocalyptic world. I'm sorry, I don't.
Yeah, no, I think about that sometimes too. And it's just like there's not going to be any power. There's not going to be like any internet. Like
There's no
not
content.
like
Like you have to
you
read books again.
yeah. Like books are amazing, and
They're great.
you could do
But you'd have to
very
find
well for
them.
a long time with books. But yeah, like I'm like That would suck. Just having all
Yeah.
that time and not being
Yeah.
able to play, like finish all these stupid fucking games I have. Like, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I
Yeah.
feel you.
Learn to avoid certain things. Like, I can, no, I don't. Do you ever watch Warm Bodies with Nicholas Hoult?
No.
Okay. It like has a compound where people like stay in the compound, and like some brave people go out in search of medicine and whatnot. And I'd be the person who was permanently living in the compound, and they'd be like, "You're gonna stay here because if you go out, you're gonna die."
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let me leave. If like it, the world was like with World Z, where they had like the like world set off from the zombies, like I would not.
Also, just like a whole other angle of it, like I also especially wouldn't want to fucking live in the post-apocalyptic world because I would not, by any fucking stretch of the imagination, feel any like pull or compelling like desire to take it upon myself to like rebuild the human race. Fuck no. Nope. We die here. We die with me. I don't want to, go out and find someone to try and do this with. I don't want to raise the children. I don't want to deal with the how do we
Yeah, I
like
don't want to
keep
have
it going
children in this post.
after.
Like,
No,
yeah, let me have this
no,
child who in
no.
10, 15 years is like, why did you have me in this zombie apocalypse hell world that I have to learn to survive since I was an infant?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
No, like nobody should be having children in these post zombie worlds until we figure out like a cure and like how to get rid of it. Couldn't do it. Could not do it.
Could not do it.
Could not do it. And I just like want to talk about because like I have so many friends. They're like, I would be that one. With the like, especially like in Zombieland, they're like, I'd be what's his face? That the tough one. The not Mark Zuckerberg one.
I
Oh
don't
shoot.
know. Okay.
Jeez. I love Zombieland too. I can't. They all like are named after states, or like cities
Oh,
of where they're from.
can't. No, it's not Kansas.
It's not Kansas. It's fine. You know who
I
I'm
don't know.
talking about, the dude who
Yeah.
wanted Twinkies. Yeah.
Yes.
Like there was, I'd
Woody
be that person.
Harrelson.
Yeah. They'd be like, I'd be him. And I'm like, I'd maybe be the little girl. Maybe. Really doubtful even that. I'd probably be somebody dead. You know, just saying. I'd be Amber Heard's character and dead within the first 10 minutes. Do you remember Amber Heard was in that movie?
I did not know.
She's the ground zero one that was chasing what's his face in his apartment, the hot neighbor. Was a little while since I watched that movie. It was good.
It's a good movie. I
It
really
is a good
like it.
movie. I never watched two. I need to watch two. But point being, if there's a zombie apocalypse, I'm out. I'm out. I'm gone. I'm not doing it. Like, even if I could survive it, I wouldn't want to. I just wouldn't want to be here.
I'm trying to find more information. Here we go. I
I'm
sent
ready.
you this thing about how currently M&M's has
Yes.
rebranded to Ma and Yas and adopted Maya Rudolph as their new spokesperson and removing the M&M spokes candies as mascots because of some
Yes.
supposed controversy.
There is a controversy. I've
Okay.
literally watched
Yeah,
newscasters
I'm
who are so
literally
mad that they made
Googling
green less
here.
sexy. It's candy.
I'm Googling this here to try and find out what this controversy is.
And I know it. Okay.
Okay. Hit
Okay,
me with it then.
so it's like Fox News reporters, like all the like conservative ones. They M&M's just announced that they were changing some of the branding. The green M&M, which has been stereotypically like the one with like the really high heels and the sexy M&M, she's a cartoon candy. She's not that like
Yeah,
sexy. If you're attracted to a
she.
our cartoon candy, get help.
Fucking like
Get help.
seriously, yo, like
She's got
the
no
green,
human
what?
characteristics at all.
You're
Like
like,
none
you're
at
not.
all.
I thought, see, I just found an article explaining it, and I thought you were fucking with me
I'm
here
not
before I found
fucking
this
with
article.
you.
And it says, what is the M&M spokes candy controversy? Roughly a year ago, Mars Wrigley updated the look of its M&M's characters, announcing an initiative to make the mascots fit a more dynamic, progressive world. As part of these changes, the company introduced new designs of some of M&M's characters and wrote weirdly elaborate backstories for others. Most notably, the company made the green M&M less quote unquote sexy
They gave her tennis shoes.
by shortening her legs and replacing her high-heeled boots with sneakers.
And then
This
they
is the
lowered,
controversy?
that's the controversy. And then with the brown M&M, They gave her kitten heels instead of the like 6 inches that she had. That's it. And then they introduced the purple M&M, who has these like Doc Martens like I have, like just white, like cute Doc Martens. And they're like, what is this world coming to where we can't, like, why do we have to make these candies look sexy to be a progressive world? And it's like, maybe you just like realize that sexualizing chocolate candies is
Oh,
weird.
it's this fucking like horribly, horribly awful motherfucker, Tucker Carlson, that's saying all this shit. Tucker Carlson criticized the so I'm gonna read this just because we're already committed, but as soon as I saw this fucker's name, like I don't fucking care. This guy's like a
Nobody
psycho.
cares.
This guy's like
I
a
also think this is a ploy. I
psychophantic,
have a theory on this that'll
like
come to
super
fruition soon.
conservative, weird ass fucking guy who just likes to like be an asshole, basically. Tucker Carlson criticized the rebrand during a segment on Tucker Carlson Tonight. Carlson revisited the topic on his show more recently and ended up reigniting the conversation around it. Woke M&Ms have returned, Carlson said. The green M&M got her boots back, but apparently is now a lesbian, maybe. And there's also a plus-sized, obese purple M&M. So,
She's a peanut M&M. She looks exactly the same as the yellow M&M, but sure.
the other day, the company announced they would be pulling the spokes candies indefinitely and replacing them with actress and comedian Maya Rudolph, which is when I found out about this. And I was like, why the fuck are they pulling the candies?
It's
What?
really stupid. But I have a theory.
The statement tweeted from the official M&M's account reads in part, "In the last year, we've made some changes to our beloved spokes candies. We weren't sure if anyone would even notice, and we
Which
definitely
they
didn't
shouldn't
think it
have.
would break the yeah, we definitely didn't think it would break the internet. But now we get it. Even a candy's shoes can be polarizing." Fuck off. Ugh.
Which was the last thing M&M's wanted since we're all about bringing people together. Therefore, we have decided to take an indefinite pause from the spokes candies. In their place, we are proud to introduce a spokesperson America can agree on, the beloved Maya Rudolph. We are confident Miss Rudolph will champion the power of fun to create a world where everyone feels like they belong. So here's my theory. And this is a lot of people's theory. It's not just my theory. Do you remember a couple of years ago where in the middle of January there was a commercial, or it might have been on Super Bowl, but there was a commercial where Mr. Peanut died
Yeah.
for the planters.
It
And then like a few weeks
it
later,
was for the Super Bowl, yeah.
yeah. And then a few weeks later, they had a new Mr. Planters born, baby Mr. Planters. Out of the
M
ash,
baby
out of the
nut.
baby
Baby
nut.
nut, which was like the
Apologies.
worst fucking like naming convention. What?
Yeah, it was not a good name. But they did it
Bro.
all to like bring more attention to planners. There's gonna be something on the Super Bowl of Maya going back to the candies or calling out Tucker Carlson and being dumb. Like a lot of people do like Maya Rudolph, but she also is really like
Wait, hold
can be
on.
really controversial. Like she's not like in the middle.
Well, I don't know. Your Super Bowl theory might be up. Oh, you know what? Yeah, you know what? Your theory is confirmed. If we scroll to the top of this article that I found, because this is, like I said, like recent. I think it was written.
Yeah.
It was put out the 27th, so it's like the most recent. After a whirlwind of announcements and then backtracking on those announcements, it turns out the M&M spokes candy mascots are here to stay after all. On Friday, a spokesperson for Mars Wrigley confirmed to the New York Times that the candy characters would be returning in an ad for the upcoming Super Bowl. The news comes after the company said on Monday that it would be pulling the characters from branding indefinitely and replacing the characters with the comedian Maya Rudolph.
But they're not actually.
Yeah. So my takeaway from this is
It's a
M&M's.
marketing
Yeah,
scheme because
no.
Tucker Carlson brought attention to it. If
Yeah.
he hadn't, they
Yeah. That's
wouldn't have even
literally what
done
I'm
this. They
saying.
would have
So
just left it.
M&M's is capitalizing on this to market on the fact that a bunch of fucking old weirdos are mad because they no longer want to fuck the green M&M.
Which, if you did, get help.
Do I
It's
have
like the
this
people
straight?
who like the bronies.
We have this straight. We have this whole elaborate marketing publicity stunt, all because some fucking old conservative weirdos are mad that they don't no longer want to fuck the green M&M.
Which is so dumb. Or and that the purple M&M is obese.
Get the fuck. It's a fucking candy. They're
It's a fucking
candy.
candy. He
What
is, it's a
difference?
peanut M&M. It
Yeah,
looks the exact same
they're
shape as the
candies.
yellow
Yeah.
one.
They're candies with different cores inside of them, just like the candies you eat. So I can't believe I have to sit here and explain this. I'm telling you.
Were you getting turned on while you were eating the green, like the mint M&Ms? Because they're not very
No,
good.
they're not.
They're fine. They're just not great.
There's some like
Peanut butter
espresso bean
ones,
ones
though.
out there now that are
There
fucking
is.
really good.
I bet you if that's the purple one, she's the espresso bean one. I don't know. I like the peanut butter ones.
Like, oh, you know what? I've never had those. I feel like
So good.
I'd rather just have the peanut in it.
That's fair. I like peanut butter, though. I like chocolates, though,
Yeah.
a lot.
So, if you go on the M&M's website, it's currently,
Maya Rudolph.
yeah, it says goodbye M&M's, hello Ma and Yas, and just they have her face and Maya on M&M's and like her actual face. You know how you can customize images on M&M's
I
now?
love that.
Yeah.
Actually,
So
those would be fun to have because she's only going to be it for a little bit longer.
I don't know if you can actually find Ma and Yas in store.
No, I think you would have to order them online.
But they don't have them.
No. But that's.
Oh wait, no, here we
Oh.
go. Introducing Ma, you love M&M's and you also love Maya Rudolph, arguable. So to give you the best of both, we've officially renamed our iconic candy Manyas. Now you can enjoy two favorites at once. Stay tuned for more from Maya soon. So I assume they might be available for a while after the Super Bowl ad.
Maybe.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but
For hype.
they're currently not available.
I don't know. There's Valentine's Day
Yeah,
one.
there's Valentine's Day ones is all I'm
Always.
seeing on here, but I'm not seeing any mine. Yeah, and these all say M&M's, you fucking liars.
M&M.
All right.
We have fun.
What do we want to close out this week with?
I want to do funny instead of being mad at MacBook, so let's hold on to that one. I put in the Backyard Podcast. Did I ever, I get idioms confused, as everybody does. There's at least one idiom in everybody's life that you say wrong. But he was saying that you put head to paper, and they're like, no, it's pen to paper. And he's like, no, how does that make sense?
What?
How does head to paper make sense? Because you put your
Yeah.
thoughts on the paper. And it's like, no, it's pen to paper, and you're actually doing the thing.
You have the thoughts in your head and you manipulate your hand, which is holding the pen, to project your
Pen to
thoughts onto the
paper.
paper. Pen to
And
paper.
it reminds me of, like, for years, I thought, you know how, like, it's like, I used to say, well, that went over like a lead balloon.
I've never heard that.
Have you heard? It's not a phrase. That's why. That's why you haven't heard it. I believe that the phrase is actually like that it went over like a Led Zeppelin, not the band, like an actual
Yeah.
Zeppelin balloon. Like if it
Yes.
was lead, it
Like,
wouldn't go over things.
yeah.
And people were like really making fun of me. And I was like, isn't the phrase really fundamentally the same if you said lead balloon?
Yeah, it
Because
literally is.
a
A
Zeppelin's
Zeppelin
just a
is just a
big
giant
balloon.
balloon,
And
yeah.
people were like, well, how does that make sense? It's not a balloon, it's a Zeppelin. And I'm like, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I feel like a balloon is something that kids would know and nobody knows what a Zeppelin is anymore.
Yeah.
So,
Do we even use Zeppelins anymore?
yes, they still have ones. I mean, there's a Goodyear. Oh, no, it's a blimp.
I mean,
That's a
a
blimp.
Zeppelin and a blimp are the same thing,
They're pretty
basically,
much the same
too.
thing, yeah.
I think it's a I think
There's
it's
still the
it
Goodyear blimp, though.
I think that's just a size difference at that point.
I think so, and I think the Zeppelin could carry passengers.
Are Zeppelins
The Hindenburg is the last big one that I know.
still used? Yeah, that one like exploded or some shit, right?
I have no, maybe
Yeah, Hindenburg exploded.
it did.
Let's see, Zeppelins, and why aren't they used as a commercial flight vehicle? Zeppelins are often used. Okay, so they are still used. They're used for photography at events and as massive flying billboards. That's basically the only use for them now. They're not used as commercial airline like flight vehicles anymore.
And the blimp and zeppelin difference is zeppelins are rigid or semi-rigid structures, where blimps are non-rigid.
So a blimp is more like a giant balloon. A zeppelin is more struck. Okay. All right. All right. So zeppelins aren't balloons. We
Zeppelins aren't
learned.
balloons.
We learned something today.
So, but I think fundamentally,
And then just to be
do you
sure.
have idioms that you say incorrect though? Or like that you used to until somebody called you out on them?
I don't honestly don't know.
You haven't been called out on them yet.
I don't think I've been called out. If I do, yeah. So the Hindenburg disaster was an airship accident. Yes, that's a sharp fucking turn. It's an airship accident that occurred on May 6, 1937 in Manchester Township, New Jersey, United States. The German passenger airship LZ-129 Hindenburg, yeah, it was a Zeppelin, was a commercial passenger carrying a rigid airship, the lead ship of the Hindenburg class. So yeah, it was a giant Zeppelin that basically, huh?
I want to see if blimps can carry people.
Can blimps carry people? I mean, I'm sure they can. Because like a hot air balloon can carry people as long as it has a basket.
Because it has to have a basket.
Yeah.
It's only got seating for 12.
Blimps?
Blimps seating for 12.
That's good. It's a good vehicle. It's a good size. I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Huh. Thinking about like what the heck? What?
Zeppelins can
I'm trying to think like a good reason you and 11 of your bestest friends would all pitch in together and rent a blimp together. Like for
over
what?
the Rose Parade.
And see it from above?
Yeah.
Or like be. No, they don't fly blimps to parades, do they? No, I guess the floats are kind of like giant blimps. God damn it. This is a really weird rat. This balloon, there's so many different kinds of balloons I'm learning.
Balloons. The point is, if they're made of lead, they can't float.
Yes. Yeah,
That's the
that
point.
would, yeah.
And I feel like I can say a lead balloon and it's fine. I mean, I've heard it, like strange idioms like at places that are only used in certain locations. Oh, doing construction on my street here, and I can figure out why.
What
What I was
about
hearing.
pastrami on your street?
Construction.
Oh.
To move my car over the next street over, actually. Point being, follow up. I've like heard like weird phrases that'll only be used at certain locations and won't make sense anywhere else. I had somebody who was going to the bathroom say, "I'm gonna go walk my dog," and it meant they were going to use the restroom.
Why is that region locked?
It's not. It wasn't even regionalized. It was centered around the specific building that I was in. And I was like, "Oh, do you live close? Are you gonna go walk your dog?" And then like they were like laughing. They're like, "No, it means I have to go take a shit." And I'm like, "Why would I know
What?
that? Why would you assume
What?
that I know that?"
In what world?
The world where I was.
No, I'm
And I
not
was like,
asking
"I'm
you.
fine
I'm
with
asking
it."
them in what world that means
It
you
was
have to
just,
go take a
it was like
shit.
just that, like they were laughing that I didn't know that. And I was like,
That's
guys,
not that's
it's not
not
common
that's not
phrase.
a say it's not a common
It's
not
not
a
every time I turn around somebody's saying that. You're gonna look it up. It's not gonna bring up anything.
The slang dog walk is to overpower or outsmart someone as if in utter control of them as when walking a dog. That's what I get. I'm not getting it, even on Urban Dictionary. Oh no. Urban Dictionary is just getting nasty, but not poop nasty. Just
Sex
weird
nasty.
nasty.
Did
So listen,
you send me
that
something?
no, I didn't send you
Okay,
anything.
cool. Thank God. I thought you did.
No, no, no.
I heard a noise and I was like scared.
No, this is where we're gonna end it because Urban Dictionary has skeeved me out for today, and I need to get off the internet. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much
Don't
for
look it up,
listening.
guys. Don't
If
do it.
you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at Knife Life Osc, Knife Life OSC. If you want to find Shan on the internet,
You can find me on my Linktree at Adventure Lady.
Awesome. That's good. Pretty much going to do it for us here this week. Make sure you share the show with a friend. Until next time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan,
This has been 8 Hour Chat.
and you can still take antlers on a plate.